4DTY, KO4HKX.
DTY, how's it going, Patrick?
And that radio sounds good.
I got a lot of static on my end, but I'm not sure if it's just where I have my squelch. But I'm coming through pretty clear.
Yeah, you are. And what I have found in that antenna location you have tends to be an issue for me on my excursion.
To the person using that KF4EJY.
I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt there, Elijah, but good to hear you in here today, too.
I think I should try to move this antenna to then, Patrick.
I really don't know what to tell you on that one. You'll just have to experiment and see what works the best. But it doesn't have a ground plane like it needs there.
Yeah, then I'll play around with it, see about maybe moving it to the door or something. You think the door would probably be a better location?
Really don't know what to tell you, honestly. Because on the edge of the fender like that, you just don't have the ground plane. And on the door is going to be the same problem. Now, they do make an antenna for that, and I have one. We can see if it works where it's at before we move anything.
All right, well, thank you so much, and thank you for your help with the radio, too.
Go ahead, Elijah, pick it up.
Anything, I'm just leaving work. I heard old Goober here. Finally getting his radio up and working. Damn, I mean, we could try my mag mount also if you need something to test out.
Well, yeah, maybe we could do that. I could probably disconnect this one enough that I can connect it. This has the, well, you know which antenna mount I have. So would I just take the reducer off and mount it to the mag mount or what?
You shouldn't. Do you have, like, the full size, whatever it is, field 249 or whatever? It is on my mag mount, so it shouldn't be an issue running it to that just to test some areas, I guess. But I don't know. I have mine on the door. Does it? I mean, I've never heard if it sounded bad or not.
Okay, both of you sound fine. It's the receive that's the problem.
Okay, I thought he was talking about his transmit, not receive.
The receive is pretty noisy on my, like, you and Patrick are still coming through clear, but the squelch, you know, the noise, you know, before somebody calls in is that noise.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, if you need to borrow my mag mount for a little while till you get that figured out, just let me know.
Well, cool. Well, at least we got the radio working, Elisha.
I mean, it sounds nice compared to your other one. It sounds, I mean, it's kind of night and day to me.
I had Patrick check the SWR because there's a little meter on here, and I thought the meter was telling me that I was, my SWR was too high, but it's just my, I don't know what it is. I guess Patrick can tell me what this meter is for.
You'd have to look and see what, if that's your output power meter or if that's your ACL meter, one of those. It's not your SWR, though. So you just have to figure that out looking at the manual.
Well, I'm more of a button pusher and less of a manual reader.
Truth.
Yeah, really.
Both for your help. All right, well, I'll leave you alone. I just went to definitely check this radio, see if it was working. 4DTY, I'm on the side.
Hey, good to see you today. For been a while. And Elijah, keep him straight.
Listen, I've done everything I could. I think I'm fighting a losing battle here at this point, but I'll see what I can do. I'll catch y'all later, KI4EJY. I'll be clear.
It's good to hear both of you in here today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, Zulu 4 Romeo, is this frequency in use? Is this frequency?